What makes it bad, what tears the process down, other than your initial genetic weakness, is the acid. And whether your genetic weakness is affected or not, is acids go to the weakest part of the body. And so they weaken something that's already in trouble. Is this making sense to you? Okay? It's such an important understanding. So, guess where the body now goes to survive? It takes these acids out of the bloodstream and into the fats of the body. Because that takes it away, the acid away from the vital organs of the body. Because if it gets in the vital organs, you got real problems. Now, what if your genetic tendency is not to hold much fat? People that are fat tend to actually be a little bit more healthy very often if their arteries aren't clogged, because they can deal with more of the acid than somebody who's skinny, interestingly enough. And you can see this in people's blood if you study it. So what happens, it goes into the fat. Now, by the way, picture this. This is the average person that I see. They're like, let's say a woman as an example. She really is committed to her body. The culture has created these anchors that women focus even more on it than men do. Unfairly, by the way. So this woman really wants to make this change. So she really does a really good diet. She really makes all these shifts. And she says, I've got to exercise. But she's so stressed about it, she's creating an immense amount of what? Right? Secondly, when she exercises to extreme because she's sick and tired of being overweight. Now, I'm going to get a trainer, and I'm going to kick butt. I'm going to do whatever I can. So she produces massive exercise with massive amounts of lactic what? Probably exercises anaerobically, more than likely. Can you over-exercise, yes or no? Oh, yes. And so now all this additional acid's in her body. And she says, wait a second, it can't be my metabolism, because I'm not eating a bunch and I'm working out like a maniac. I'll tell you what it is. You're not over fat, you're over acid. You will not let go of the fat, no matter how much you exercise, no matter how much you eat right, if you do not create an environment that is more alkaline. You can't. It's a survival tool. Now, I was with the gentleman who introduced this concept to me that I want to talk to you about. His name is Dr. Young, and I'll tell you how I got to meet him and how it's changed my life personally. But what I can tell you is I was with him recently, the group of doctors from all over the world, from Russia, from Korea, from all over the place. And I went through a week with him studying people's blood. And I just did it as an amateur. I'm not a doctor. It's nothing I'm used, but I like to understand this stuff with precision. I'm a maniac for that. And while I was there, a group of his patients came in. He's a microbiologist, right? He's based in Utah. And they came in one after another, and we saw the before and after of their blood after they began to what I'm going to ask you to do, which is alkalize and energize your body. We're going to make sure you get a lot more alkalinity in your diet and in your fluids so that your body can deal with this and not have to pull from your reserves. While we're there, he started showing us what happens here in this situation. He shows us examples. You know how when people get older, very often they shrink? Do you ever wonder why that happens? Do you think it's like, oh, it's just our way back into the ground? We came out of it, went our way up? No. The reason is because when a person lives an acid lifestyle, after you go through your reserves and after you store in the fat, guess what's next? It needs calcium, and so it leaches it from your bones continuously. And so your bones get weaker and weaker, and you get more and more compressed. It's like stealing bone mass almost as a metaphor. It's not exactly how it is, from your body. There's no reason for you to shrink, just to give you a clue. Okay? The only reason you shrink is because your bones are weak because you're so acidic, and your body is leaching from it. And you'll begin to break down in all kinds of other ways too. Your muscles get flabby because acid eats it away. And there are other elements also that affect this, to give you an idea. But here's what was really fascinating. I saw so many changes in people that were so dramatic, it would sound like, you know, a religious revival, but they're in this doctor's office and all these other doctors studying it. And one woman, which was really neat because she's been studied since she was 14 years old by the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, which is the place that you get the definitive answers in the United States anyway. And so the National Institutes of Health studied her and her entire family, but her personally since she was 14, this woman. She's now 37 years old. The reason her family's been studied is because they have hypercholesterol. There's no one in her family with less than 450 in cholesterol. Yeah, if you're not familiar with it, around 200 would be reasonable. 450 is off the chart. I mean, you're a walking heart attack, basically, right? So, and by the way, that's what's happened. Her father died at 43. Her mother died at 41. Her sister died at 39. She's 37. And the NIH and the University of Utah both have studied her, but the NIH since 14, and they've tried to use their family as an example, and they tried every diet they could on them, every kind of treatment you can imagine. They put them on low cholesterol, no cholesterol diets. And their cholesterol still rises or stays the same. They've never been able to reduce it. This woman has been doing what I'm going to show you today, alkalizing and energizing. practicing everything I was teaching before, but adding the focus of alkalinity to her diet, drinking a green type of drink that brings more alkalinity into the body. She's dropped 50 pounds in the last 6 weeks. She's never been able to lose weight. Why? She had so much what in her body, quick. So her body's hanging on to it. Now the body's alkaline, it's just let going like crazy, and she's not working out half as hard or anything like that. But the second thing is she's lost already 190 points off her cholesterol in 6 weeks. Nowhere in her entire, it deserves a hand, I agree. Let's give her a hand. All right? What's cool about this is it's, you know, documented by the NIH, because sometimes individual researchers do their thing and people go, oh. So it's really outstanding to be able to see that. So all it is, and I asked Dr. Young, I said, so why? Help me with this. Why would her cholesterol go down though? He said, Tony, cholesterol, you don't need any more cholesterol. Your body, as we most of us know, makes cholesterol. The only reason you get additional cholesterol is you're eating animal products. So you're eating the cholesterol of other creatures and putting it in your body. So with their dead mass, you're taking their cholesterol, right? Doesn't this sound attractive? Okay, but he said, here's the real problem. He said, you get your body where your blood, you put more acid in. Your blood's gotta stay at 7.36 or real close, right? So it's gotta do something. Now, it tries to use your fat stores. It tries to your alkaline reserves. It tries to do anything to balance it out. Let's say that you've maxed out those things and all this acid is gonna run through your arteries. What will acid do to your arteries? It'll burn a hole in it like that. You'd be dead. You can't have arteries with holes in them, right? So the body says, we need a binding agent. We need something to grab a hold of this acid and protect the arterial wall. So it secretes or gathers, if you've had additional cholesterol, the cholesterol, and it puts it on the wall to protect the sensitive linings from all the acid. And by the way, there's no downside to that if you were to then change your diet. But if you keep being acid, the body keeps adding cholesterol until pretty soon there's no room for the blood to go through. But it's like, do I die now or do I got a chance of survival? He said, so when she became more alkaline, her body didn't need the cholesterol anymore. The body adjusts, it's intelligent, it feels what's going on, and it starts to release the cholesterol out of her system. Plus, he was super hydrating her, flooding her body in a way that cleansed herself of those cholesterols. Does this make sense to you? I mean, this is breakthrough stuff.